Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast with your host, Brian Hoffman. Bank Talent HQ, talent gathers here.
Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast. I'm your host, Brian Hoffman. It is a constant theme we're hearing today. I have several job openings at my bank. I'm getting no applications for my job openings. I can't find anyone. There's a lot of talk in the news today that the current unemployment benefits are outweighing the value of people going to work. In some cases, making less working than what they can collect on unemployment. Some people are taking care of kids at home or homeschooling, or taking care of an elderly parent or family member, or uneasy about being out in the workforce and potentially being exposed to COVID or bringing it home to a family member. I've had several conversations with banks lately who are looking for executive management staff, such as commercial lenders, but they can't find anyone in their market who has the experience. The bank has someone who is retiring, or they're looking to expand and they've been searching for several months to find someone. In both instances, the bank needs to change their strategy regarding future hiring. Being reactive to when you need someone isn't going to work anymore. Banks need to be proactive and constantly looking for talent to fill their funnel. So, what should you do? We recently talked in our last podcast about how banks should be using social media, not just to promote their brand and what they're doing in the community, but also promoting their job opportunities, how great it is to work at ABC Bank. In addition, many times I look at a bank's website and I can't find their career page. It usually is hidden at the bottom of the page among other links. I suggest putting it as one of the top links at the top of your page. Make it easy to find your job openings or more information about how great it is to work at your bank. Many website tools are also available to have job postings on your website and also take applications. These tools also allow you in some instances to manage the application process from interviewing to hiring and everything in between. What are you as an organization doing to go out and find talent? In an upcoming presentation with Roselle Rogers, Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Circa, that is being done for the American Bankers Association DE&I conference, Roselle discusses that organizations need to take a proactive approach to reach out to organizations locally and nationally where they can draw talent in, especially diverse talent. Those organizations most likely service diverse talent pools. Your goal is to build a relationship with them to refer qualified candidates to your positions. We want to hear from you. What is your organization doing to draw in new talent and target prospective employees? Email us at info@banktalenthq.com and you may be highlighted on a future podcast. One of the trending topics on the web recently is what people are calling the Great Resignation. Many people have found they work well from home and they don't want to go back into the office for a 9-to-5 schedule. Or their lifestyle has changed and they want to do something different. Maybe the pandemic changed their way of thinking. An article recently posted on Bloomberg Businessweek entitled "How to Quit Your Job in the Great Post-Pandemic Resignation Boom" by Ariane Cohen provided some tips on how to exit your position smoothly. The article said, "Ready to say adios to your job? You're not alone. The Great Resignation is coming," says Anthony Klotz, an associate professor of management at Texas A&M University who studied the exits of hundreds of workers. When there's uncertainty, people tend to stay put. So there are pent-up resignations that didn't happen over the past year. The numbers are multiplied, he says, by the many pandemic-related epiphanies about family time, remote work, commuting, passion projects, life and death, and what it all means. That can make people turn their back on the 9-to-5 office grind. We asked Klotz what to expect as the Great Resignation picks up speed. What are we going to see this summer with employees and organizations? Klotz says a lot of uncertainty for both sides. Companies are figuring out how to maintain their cultures and employees, so many are offering multiple options. Do you want to come back full-time, work remotely, in office 3 days a week, 4 days, 1 day? It will be unclear whether these options will be permanent, making it difficult for employees to decide whether to stay or go. So will everyone just quit? No, plenty of employees don't really want to resign. If their company would let them keep working from home or do fewer hours, they would. Say I want to quit, like right now, what should I do? Give a lot of thought to the reasons. Are you just assuming your company won't work with you and let you work part-time or remotely or take a sabbatical? Make sure you fully understand your company's plans. For example, if everyone is ordered back to the office and the top three performers say they're quitting, the organization may rethink. Should I quit before or after returning to the office? Consider going back for at least a week or two. Think of it as a test of your hypothesis. Humans tend to be really bad at predicting how they'll actually feel. What should I say to my coworkers? Coworkers may be having the same thoughts. You can imagine one thinking, I don't really want to go back to the office, but at least Anthony will be there. And then I call to say I'm not coming back. Give her time for that difficult conversation. How does one do a pandemic resignation? It's going to be particularly tempting to use electronic mediums, but our research has found that organizations and managers respond poorly to emailing a boss or leaving a note on her desk. So when I talk to my boss in person or on Zoom, what should I say? That you tried it and it isn't working for you. Your boss will view that in a more favorable light than simply not trying at all. Your reasons should be honest, but not all the reasons. For example, the job doesn't provide meaning, that doesn't need to be said. Give specific reasons, like graduate school or the commute. Is texting or emailing about it risky because of forwards? Try to control the communications that you give to your organization, your coworkers, and your leader. In email, you can't control the tone, and it often comes off wrong. You want to resign in as positive a way as possible. Why bother to be so careful? We're going to see a lot of boomerang employees who a year from now miss their jobs and decide their novel isn't going as well as expected. Being a boomerang employee works only if you leave on a very, very positive note. If you're thinking about resigning your position, think about some of this advice because you never know what the future might hold. If you are in HR, you probably need to start planning now and be aware that you might see a shift in your workforce. Hopefully you are prepared, but if you aren't, take a step back and be prepared for what might come next. As always, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram for all the latest news, articles, job posts, and more. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, talent gathers here.